Absolutely.
Right, exactly, right? At some point it becomes rude, right? They never take no for an answer.
Right.
So they're kind of they're like pushing that game. Yeah. Right? There's rules to this game. And so this article made me mad. I just kept thinking about, like, I can't believe he's like not bringing this up. Like, I mean, this David versus Goliath thing, yeah, like, I mean, it's biblical, it's epic, David versus Goliath, right? But the way you're describing it is basically whatever the rules are, find that little hole, even though it makes everybody else uncomfortable, and execute it and hit it so that you win.
Well, that's very, isn't that just sort of the business model?
Yeah, it is.
The capitalism model?
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what makes me angry. It's like, is it really worth it to like make everybody else uncomfortable so that you win?
Well, what if, I mean, you're starting from the assumption that everybody's comfortable as is, you know? And I mean, status quo being what it is, you've got, you know, a billion people living on a dollar a day. You've got, you know, like all this stuff. And it's like, the world's not an ideal place right now.
Right.
So I would say, you know, depends on where you start from. Are you an ass for doing that or not? You know, like what if a guy who, you know, comes from Darfur or something like that, he comes up with a better way of doing X, whatever
right.
it is,
yeah.
making orange juice, and he yeah. puts Orange Julius out of business.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, boom, this is quicker, faster orange juice. I don't know. I mean, like, he had nothing to lose because he was almost starving, you know?
Yeah.
If it were Donald Trump who came up with the same idea, it was like, I'm going to put out Orange Julius. It's like, Trump, don't you have enough?
Okay, because it's like, what I'm saying is, but, like, if you make better orange juice, you make better orange juice. That's great. You know, but,
right, okay.
Like, if you find Orange Julius's, like, formula on the street and then, you know, or, like, you take some sort of, like, you find, like, the person who is married to Orange Julius, like, you know, Angelina Julius, right? You take Angelina Julius out to dinner, you know, you sweet talk them with mm-hmm. some orange juice, maybe, or some orange tart or whatever, you know, and, like, you get her kind of drunk on orange liqueur, you know, maybe. And you say, hey, you know, like, what's the deal? You know,
what's the secret formula?
What's the secret? And she gives it up, right? There's no rule against taking somebody out to dinner.
That's true.
But that's kind of, I don't know, that's kind of like...
Well, that's like where political lobbying is, right?
Right, there's no rule against it, right?
Right, but it's shady, yeah.
It's shady, but why isn't it fair? There's no law, so why should I do it? Because you're basically manipulating these people so that you can get your way and you win.
Right.
It's like, good job, you won.
But I don't think that applies in the full court press scenario.
Oh man, I totally...
Because I don't think there is a... Within the rules of the sport, that's like getting pissed off at the first football team to throw a forward pass. You know what?
I don't know. I don't know about that, but like, have you ever played somebody who plays like full court press before?
Usually when I play, it's half court and we play to 11. So it's like... You know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they let you check the ball, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's just so annoying when you play with someone like that. I play with people... You know, okay, I'm like, first of all, I'm like the most whatever guy to a fault. Like, everybody's like, what's your problem? I'm like, dude, whatever. And like, you know, but sometimes you play with people who are very intense. You know, yes. they come up and get you. They're constantly trying to steal the ball. It's like, dude, I'm just trying to play a game here. You know, it's like, I got the ball, I'm dribbling. I'm not really that good a dribbler. You know, I'm like, I got the ball, I'm going to pass it. You know, and they're coming at me. They're really good dribblers. It's like, dude, I can't play with you. Like, I mean, what's the point of me playing? Because you're better than I am, right? Mm. We're having this little thing because it's like, it's fun. Like, I'm going to play around. You're going to play around. We're going to have some fun. You know, do you want to win or do you want to have fun and play a game? Obviously, winning is part of it. It's fun to win. But it's also fun to play.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know if we're 100%, like, on the same. Because they were in a competitive league. You know, and there's a
they're 12.
Well, okay, that's true. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All right. Moving on.
I don't know, man.
Think about that one if you like, people. Should we keep going or are we at the limit here?
Well, sure, why not? Let's call it. That was very exciting. I got very excited and riled up. I don't know, man. You gotta play by the rules. That's all I say. I mean, you don't have to play by the rules, but
you gotta play by the social norms.
But that just sounds bad, right? You just gotta respect people, you know?
Okay, all right, I can agree to that one.
It's just like, why can't we all get along and not have to? You can win without winning. We can all win. It's a win-win.
Wow, that sounds bad. Well, actually, just to dispute, you can't win without winning.
But what about a win-win?
No such thing.
No such thing as a win-win?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm sure there are win-win scenarios. In fact, you would argue that trade is a win-win scenario. Specialization of labor. This is going back to Adam Smith here. But anyway, I think we'll leave it there.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah. Thanks very much. You've been listening to the Irregular Search for Truth. I don't know. We muddled close. I don't know if we're anywhere yet, but we're getting closer.
Have a good one. Take it easy.